This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Senate Majority Leader Richard Wardner about the importance of hub city financing. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to the Mondak Oilfield Review. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, Senate Majority Leader Richard Wardner talking about hub city financing.
The oil is produced, and as long as we can take care of the political subs out in the oil patch, remember that the rest of the state does well, too. We did put money, a lot of money, into roads out of oil money that went to the eastern, or we'll call them the non-oil counties. They got money for roads, too. And I want you to know that some of that oil tax is dedicated to water projects. It's called the Resources Trust Fund, and 20% of the extraction tax goes into that. And that is the Fargo diversion, will be funded from the state part out of that fund. There are water projects all over the state of North Dakota that get money from that. So oil helps the whole state. It's not like only those people out in the oil patch are getting help. They are getting it in other places, too. Another place that I would like to point out is in education. There is 20% of the extraction tax goes to education, and half of that 20% goes into the Common Schools Trust Fund, which helps fund K-12, not just in the Bakken, across the state. And I want you to understand that the Common Schools Trust Fund is now growing to about $3.7 billion. It generated over $300 million for K-12 funding. Do you think that helps us all? It helps us with our property tax. Absolutely. And if you don't know what the Common Schools Trust Fund was, it started with statehood. That's where they used to put the money for state lands when you rented a school section, or state land money went in there. And so it didn't grow very much until when the Bakken hit. It has just taken off because we were putting some of the oil money in there. So schools, water projects, roads have affected the whole state of North Dakota. We're better off with our infrastructure today than we would have been if we had not had the Bakken play.
To listen to the full-length interview with Senate Majority Leader Richard Wardner, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.